T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6:45, quarter till 7, Blue Runner Combo opinion poll. Our WWL opinion poll is asking you, did Governor Edwards make the right decision to order a statewide mask mandate? 2/3 of you are saying yes, he did. The politics have been a big part of this whole coronavirus. President Trump, over the weekend, seen wearing a mask at Walter Reed Hospital as he visited injured troops or hospitalized troops. He also pardoned Roger Stone. Joe Biden came out with his economic plan. The president accused Joe Biden of stealing his economic proposals. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, joins us now to tell us if any of this has anything in the world to do with politics, with the race, or is it just about who likes Trump, who hates Trump, and is Biden just kind of like the other guy? Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Tommy. Hope all's well with you down there.
Yeah, well, it is. It's, you know, everybody's wearing masks and it's a mess, but I guess you guys have the same thing going or not really?
Not too much. We've not been hit very hard at all, and New Hampshire's a pretty rural state, and there a lot of people wear masks, but it's nowhere near as much as a lot of the other states around us.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Now, I was just going to ask you about, so the pardon of Roger Stone raises some hackles, certainly with the Democrats, the Republicans. I don't know if they like it or if they care about, but is this going to be a difference maker at all, or are the only people who really care about it President Trump and Roger Stone?
I don't think people care about it much at all, especially about a week from now. I'm sure there'll be another scandal issue problem that comes up in the press about Donald Trump. Roger Stone, I think that the commuting of his sentence was largely expected.
Did I say pardon?
Point out that Trump he commuted his sentence.
I didn't mean
not
to.
Pardon. Pardon would have been a bit much. I don't think anybody thinks that Stone was had no dirt on his hands with what he had been doing. But I think that this is something that just falls into the same sort of pattern. Republicans, I think the more Democrats complain about it, the more Trump supporters think that he did the right thing, and vice versa. So this is falling into that same pattern that we've seen before. Whatever Trump does, Republicans will like it. Republican voters seem to like it. And whatever he does, Democrats aren't going to like it. It's kind of the old joke that Trump could walk on water, and his opponents would say that he can't swim.
Did you make that up?
No, I didn't.
I like it. That's pretty good. So when it comes to Joe Biden's economic plan, do people start paying more attention to this as the convention, and we'll talk about that in whatever shape or form happens after the break, but are people really concerned with his economic plan, or, again, is it because President Trump is President Trump, you're either for him or you're against him?
I think it's the latter. The economic plans and platforms coming into conventions are largely ignored by the campaigns as they go forward. If Biden has a lot of smart people around him working on his campaign, and I think they've really figured out that he does better by making this a referendum on Donald Trump and is trying to stay below the radar as much as he can personally. I don't mean to criticize him, but you do the best with what you got. And Biden has not shown himself to be a particularly strong candidate, debater, public speaker. But as long as he can just have Trump being Trump and the press attacking Trump, I think that he can largely fly under the radar regardless of what plans he puts out.
I want to talk to you about that in terms of running mate, because I don't mean to disrespect Joe Biden at all, but it seems as though in a lot of ways maybe he's the placeholder where I don't know. Is there any way that the Democrats get some message out there, or without quite saying it, that, look, you vote for Joe, vote for him, but then you're really going to have somebody else behind the strings, whoever the running mate is or a committee, et cetera. How do the Democrats get over, and how much of a hurdle is it that Joe Biden is okay mentally or not losing his stuff? 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, almost 6:56, 4 before 7. Tommy Tucker in this Monday morning, July 13th. Some showers are in the area. I don't know if it's going to be enough to cool the day off or not, because it's supposed to go up to 97 degrees, a 30% chance for showers. Andy Smith is our guest, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. And we're discussing the presidential race. A text comes in and says, my vote for Biden is 100% a vote to get Trump out of office. He's been an utter disaster as president. I would vote for a roast beef po' boy over Trump. Our mutual friend, Jordan Fiegel, who produces, and you know he's a smart kid, right, Andy?
I do.
Text me after my last comment and says, Democrats are going to push the message Joe Biden isn't all there mentally, and that there will be a shadow government running things. And then he sent me some Twitter link to someone's an idiot. Now, what I was trying to say is that even if for moderates, if there is a concern about Joe Biden's mental acumen, they feel as though, or maybe they rationalize voting for him as saying, well, at least he'll have somebody there or support structure to keep things from running crazy. Do voters make that leap or not really?
Not typically. Usually the vice presidential choice is not that important. But what you want to do when you choose somebody is make sure that the public believes that they could step into the office of president right away, that, you know, they're fully qualified to be. And so you think of Dick Cheney was certainly seen that way. And Joe Biden was seen that way when Barack Obama was elected back in 2008. You don't want to have a Dan Quayle appointment or, say, a Sarah Palin appointment in which all of a sudden they become the focus of their lack of background and whether or not they can actually step into the office. So as long as Biden nominates somebody that is seen as a competent person, he'll be okay on that issue. But to the other point, I think that the dynamics of this race now are really a referendum on Trump. And it almost doesn't matter who the Democratic candidate is, as long as they've got a D after their name, that the Trump people who don't like Trump are going to vote for him.
Jordan texted me again, just to be fair to him. He said the tweet had nothing to do, someone's an idiot, with his comment. So who is on the list? I mean, I'm sure they're focus grouping this and everything else about vice presidential candidates, about states, about key states, swing states. Who do you have on your radar for Joe Biden's running mate? Say top three, top five?
Well, you know, the thing about the lists are that there is so much disinformation that's purposely put out by the campaign to try to make sure that the various groups within the party are assuaged a bit, that their concerns are being thought about. So there's a lot of names that are up floated and so forth that really aren't serious names, but they're just being put out there to take care of the interests of people within the party. So it's hard to figure out who exactly it is. Kamala Harris is definitely somebody who's in there. She ran for president. She's a senator. She's an African-American woman. She's got a lot of the things that are good. And she did pretty well as a candidate. Was able to raise money. I think Elizabeth Warren is another candidate as well that are on the list. Don't know your phone, because I'm really speculating.
The phone's breaking up, Andy. I appreciate your time. And next time, we'll talk about this, and that is, I don't know how any Democrat would be concerned. I mean, you can hold out for what you want, but ultimately, if anybody is going to vote for somebody besides President Trump, anybody besides President Trump, you would think it'd be a Democrat no matter who was chosen to do what. Taking a break, coming back, talking to Dr. Fred Lopez about coronavirus on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.